Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
A tragic crash in Queens. One boy is dead. His brother hurt in East Elmhurst yesterday.
At the corner of 31st Avenue and 100th Street is where police say this pickup truck had a green light and made a turn way too quickly, not yielding to pedestrians, the mother and her two kids crossing adjacent.
The pickup truck struck the 10-year-old male and the 8-year-old male and narrowly avoided striking the 37-year-old mother.
The 8-year-old died at the scene. His 10-year-old brother has a wrist injury. Chief of Transportation Philip Rivera says the driver was the first person to call 911, and charges are pending. He has this reminder.
When making turns, especially left turns, you must always yield to both vehicles and pedestrians.
Sources say that driver has previous driving-related arrests. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Elmhurst.
The driver, 52-year-old Jose Barcia of Queens, has been charged with criminally negligent homicide and failure to exercise due care and speeding. Mayoral control of city schools may soon be a thing of the past. The Post is reporting that New York State lawmakers have left an extension of Adams' control of schools out of the state budget. If something doesn't change, mayoral control would expire on June 30th. State lawmakers say the issue could still be dealt with outside the budget. State Education Department study on the effectiveness of mayoral control is due by the end of the month, and that could be a key factor. Adams says it's working. He points to the school systems of efforts on reading skills and accommodating migrants. Teachers unions oppose it, though. They say teachers know best how to educate. Mayoral control was first granted in 2002 under Mayor Bloomberg and has been extended outside the state budget most of the time. Staten Island leaders continue their fight against congestion pricing with a new study. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck has the story.
And good morning. Borough President Vito Fasella and other elected officials will be gathering this afternoon on Staten Island with new stats in hand. They say will show that congestion pricing apparently will benefit what they call wealthy Manhattan neighborhoods, but they'll do it at the expense of the health and well-being of those who live in portions of Staten Island. Fasella spoke with us.
The areas of the North Shore of Staten Island, already designated environmental justice areas, all of which are on the lower income, the lower end of the spectrum when it comes to income, are going to suffer.
Already reaction from the MTA. This latest development from Staten Island, the MTA is saying, quote, this issue has been exhaustively studied in a 4,000-page environmental assessment and will result in less congested streets and cleaner air. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here on Staten Island.
Staten Island University Hospital nurses are ready to walk, voting to strike if they don't get an agreement with Northwell Health by the end of the month.
Cheers erupted when it was announced 97% of the hospital's 1,300 nurses voted in favor of a walkout. Labor and delivery nurse Elaine Manu said it is not something they take lightly.
We hope that the hospital will take us seriously and really take a good hard look at our proposals and what we're asking for.
The top three priorities for the nurses are wages, safe staffing, and retiree benefits.
And we really have not made much movement in any of them, which is disheartening.
In a statement, Northwell Health said they will continue to bargain in good faith with the goal of reaching an agreement that continues to provide their valued nurses with competitive compensation and benefits. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Skeletal remains were found at a construction site in Monmouth County yesterday. Authorities say a crew was working on a property in the 1100 block of Naramson Road and stopped digging as soon as they found skeletal remains 6 to 10 feet down. Police are not saying much at this point beyond confirming the remains were found and that there's no danger to the community. Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office says they cannot say more pending forensic analysis of the bones. Police want your help finding the man who forced his way into a woman's East Harlem home and raped her. This happened around 4:30 a.m. last Sunday. Police say the suspect they've identified is 32-year-old Taylor Kwame. They say he just pushed into the woman's home and attacked her. He then ran off. Police have released photos of him, and you can see those at 1010winds.com. Anybody with info is urged to call Crime Stoppers. A stunning twist in a Bronx family tragedy. Police say 5-year-old twins believed to have died in a medical emergency were actually homicide victims. Nearly 3 months after the children died, police say an autopsy showed they were smothered. This happened December 18th in an apartment on Topping Avenue in Morris Heights. Children's mother initially told police that she found the kids vomiting in their beds and later did CPR. Medics arrived and they said the kids were cold to the touch and were pronounced dead. Police say the lead detective is on vacation, and when she returns, she'll meet with the ME and prosecutors to determine what happens next. We're hearing from the estranged wife of Gilgo Beach serial killing suspect Rex Heuermann.
In a statement that seemed to come out of nowhere, Rex Heuermann's estranged wife says she believes that Rex is not capable of the crimes he's accused of. She also writes that her sympathies go out to the victims and their families, and no one deserves to die that way. The 60-year-old has maintained his innocence even as DNA evidence called nuclear DNA shows, according to the Suffolk County DA, that without a doubt, Heuermann's DNA was found near one of the four victims. His attorney, Michael Brown, says there are other suspects out there
that really weren't pursued or apprehended in the same way they did with Rex Heuermann. I think that's going to be problematic, and I think that will certainly go towards showing that he's not guilty of these charges.
In the letter, the estranged wife writes she has visited Rex weekly. According to jail documents, however, she has only been there 7 times. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Opening day for Major League Baseball is just 2 weeks from today, so who is or isn't pitching for the Yanks and Mets is pretty big stuff this morning.
Well, Kathleen, start with a not pitching, and that's Yankee ace Gerrit Cole, who's reportedly going to miss up to 2 months with his ailing elbow. But manager Aaron Boone Wednesday on Yes.
I don't really have anything for you yet. You know, when we have it all, and then I'll let you guys know. But as of now, it's still going through the test phase, and all the different people weighing in.
Including Dr. Neil Elitrosh, who Cole's already gone to see out in L.A. Meantime, the good news, Aaron Judge is expected back in the lineup for the Yanks on Saturday. And from Mets camp,
Jose Quintana will be our opening day starter.
Word from their manager, Carlos Mendoza. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
We're all still working. Nobody won the Powerball last night, so it goes to $600 million for Saturday. The good news is there was a $1 million winning ticket sold in New York State. Here are the numbers: 21, 29, 54, 59, 62, and the Powerball 4. Oh, and speaking of lottery fever, nobody won Mega Millions Tuesday night, so that drawing tomorrow, $792 million. Of course, 1010 Wins will have the numbers, and if you win, we expect to hear from you. Well, would you want your big moment to become the cold open on SNL?
Like any mom, I'm going to do a pivot out of nowhere into a shockingly violent story.
And apparently, Alabama Senator Katie Britt is not bothered at all. On Texas Senator Ted Cruz's podcast, she said she's not bothered by the backlash, calling that driven by liberal media bias. She says she actually enjoyed Scarlett Johansson's take on her and was pretty pumped that she was the one to play her, describing it as a pretty fun.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.